What a matchup!
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Yeah, I'll be up.
I mean, if you're going to be up, you might as well...
I'm on J-Mo time
have a,
now.
Have a smoothie.
Yeah, those come complimentary at 2 a.m.
And when he puts those energy things in, my goodness.
They're good.
I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Which fun is that's just a vegetable extract. That's all it is, the Energizer tablet. It's just, if you read the ingredients, it's like a pure vegetarian Energizer.
Dang. Plant-based.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah? That's not bad for you.
Good.
No, we're super excited. It's going to be a busy weekend.
So we got the 3-on-3.
Yep.
We got the dance-a-thon.
Yep.
We got the dance-a-thon, and then 3-on-3.
Yep. And we have two other catering events in between there that we're going to knock out.
Wow.
Well, then what was it when you and I were texting the other night when I was up here working the NCAA games? Where were you dropping off some smoothies or smoothie shots?
Scorekeepers. Yep. They did a big event St. Patrick's Day night.
Mm-hmm.
So did 500 of them over there. So
that was the shot, was it?
Yeah, smoothie shots. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. They had a blast over there. I mean, good people, and that was a full house. Holy smokes!
Yeah.
Yep.
See.
Yep.
And you have to call it Dooley, so J-Mo knows what you're talking about over there.
Oh, I know what Skeeps is. I just will not go in there. I do not go in there, but I know what it is. No sense in going in and reliving what you did before, right?
Fair
Been
enough.
There, done yeah. that, moved on. You go back, wouldn't you, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they had it was great hospitality. And, I mean, it was quite the evening. I mean, they very welcoming, and everybody definitely polished off the smoothie shots. So
it was they loved them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were gone. So no complaints.
Lots That's awesome.
Yeah. Lots of stuff coming up.
There you go. 607 East Liberty. Right next door to Michigan Theater.
Make sure you get it right, J-Mo.
I know.
It's not that State Theater. It's the Michigan Theater.
It's owned by the same people, though. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Okay.
Well, I'm not the unofficial mayor of Ann Arbor.
Did you know that?
I knew that.
See? There you go. You just moved here, though.
He's
man.
Local, Don't man. Work. He's lived here longer.
He just got here. That's okay.
Like I texted you last week. You had a listener come in from almost.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is this story?
This is absolutely phenomenal. I hope he's listening right now. So we had a gentleman come in and, you know, gave the hook it up, you know, shout out. And I started laughing. I said, oh, nice to meet you. Name's Doug. Doug came up from almost by Kentucky. And he came just to the M-Dome and just to get Tropical Smoothie next to the Michigan Theater.
Yeehaw.
Oh, man. It was fantastic. Then I texted you and was like,
yes,
man,
Doug,
shout out to Doug. I said, that's awesome.
We want to send a shout out to Doug because he mentioned us. He went into the rest. He went into Tropical Smoothie and said, hook it up.
The right one.
Right. He went to the right one. 607 East Liberty.
Yeah. Hook it up.
And he walked in and then he told Kev his story.
Oh man, that's phenomenal! It was great to meet him, and I hope he's listening. And we've you know, thanks for listening and coming in. It was great.
What'd he get?
You would ask me that. I can't remember.
Just
what he
curious,
got,
man. Just
yeah,
curious.
He got a smoothie.
Kev fills thousands of orders every day, and you're asking him one specific order that one guy got one time.
Hey, he kind of stands out, Leach. Not every day you see a guy from Kentucky getting a smoothie.
I remember
smoothie.
Everybody's order today. Which is impressive, because I cut and paste usually. But I went down and did everybody's order, and then as they were sending their orders in, I went, got that one, got that one.
Got it.
I had to erase Anthony's, because he usually gets a sandwich with his order, but he didn't get one today, because he's full from all the food he's eaten
now
already
you're
today.
Right. You're half right today.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
Got the smoothie down.
Madness. Mocha Madness. I thought March Madness.
Hook it up. So, it's got caffeine in it, too, man. I needed it today.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you had to do a bracket, who's your final two in your smoothies?
for smoothies. I'd say that custom one that we make for you. That okay. Chia banana cacao with the coffee in it. Extra
so,
peanut butter.
I got a story to tell you about that.
Yeah?
It's about Matt.
All right. He's already, he can't breathe. Look at him.
So, Matt, you know, I get on Matt about trying new smoothies all the time.
Yep.
Always trying new smoothies. So, hey, give me the one J-Mo does, right?
Yep.
So, and he drank it. He did. He drank it. It was good. He said, J-Mo, it was great. So then, today I was in there and we were talking before the show came on. And I said, what'd you think about the chia cacao and everything? He goes, man, you really got to eat that one.
It is. It's thick.
Said it was like having like a bowl of oatmeal, which no, it was good, especially with the peanut butter in there. Anybody who gets it, I strongly recommend throwing that scoop of peanut butter in there. It's good, but I'm used to the Kiwi Quench, Jetty Punch, which is a little bit lighter of a smoothie. Where that one, man, again, you're eating that smoothie.
Yeah, it's true. We actually made a new one the other day. It almost tastes like a blueberry muffin.
Wow.
So it's got.
Can I get that next week?
You can.
Make that too, please.
Yeah. That's my man.
So it's strawberry, banana, blueberry, pea protein, which is plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put in oats and granola.
Mm.
And you blend that. Oh, man.
I feel healthier just listening to you say all that stuff.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a breakfast smoothie that it's just made. It's just good. Yep.
That's funny. I mean, it sounds good.
It's
I delicious. Told you, sign me up for one next week, man. I got to try one of those bad boys.
Yeah, we got new stuff coming out next month. We just got the promos for it, some new smoothie combos and everything. We'll update you guys next week on it.
I was going to ask, what, you holding out on us or what?
It's the hook, line, and sinker thing today.
I got it. No, it's okay.
But then we also got this summer coming out those new press sandwiches.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about. I'm like, ooh.
You got the new Cuban, the new corned beef sandwich coming out. That's killer. Grilled cheeses, three different kinds of grilled cheese.
Why are you pointing at me, J-Mo?
That's for you, bud.
Nah, that's my little brother. That's Ryan. He's even plainer than I am when it comes to eating. But no, I was gonna say, so you guys are diving into like almost like deli sandwiches over there too, with corned beef and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's quite impressive the new stuff that they're rolling out, new smoothies coming out, and it's just they're always making something new.
So it's the trend.
It is.
Is that the trend everybody's trying to eat?
They're customizing to what the consumers want, and it's like every 2 or 3 months they come out with a new menu, so it's quite impressive.
Anthony, your boss is here.
Oh, geez.
Shouldn't you be working?
I'm not here. I'm done working. She said, are you working? I said, no.
You had a task today.
Uh-oh.
Is it complete?
Yes.
Oh, look at that look.
I know. You should see it.
I wish we had the Facebook Live going right now so they could see Madison's stare down of Anthony over there. And now staring at me. I didn't do anything wrong. I completed my task.
I'm not here.
I brought in smoothies and food, so I'm good.
Yeah,
check
you check.
Yep.
You did.
You put a smile on everybody's face, bro. Everybody loves you.
Right.
It's true.
That's the funny thing.
My straw's broken, though.
We have more over there. Just saying.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
So, Kev, you said those sandwiches, those are rolling out. All these things are going to be rolling out, what, beginning of next month?
Those are going to be coming like mid-summer going into fall.
Okay.
Yep, get into that fall season there. They got all kinds of stuff lined up for the summer.
I mean, press sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Paninis.
Paninis. Wow.
Just in time for
bathing Trump-a-thon. Suit time. Oh, Trump-a-thon. Don't forget about that.
Bathing suit time. J-Mo.
I was thinking
summer. You ready to throw that Speedo on and hop out of the pool?
I'm never going to put a Speedo on, friend. Never.
We're going to have him do the challenge and then have him wear a Speedo.
We should do something with a Speedo at the Trop-a-thon.
Can do that?
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. Maybe when you're spinning the cube around, you got to do it in a Speedo? Or maybe it's like a punishment for whoever comes in last or something like that. I don't know. But I like adding this to the championship belt of our Trop-a-thon over there.
Tropical smoothie Speedos.
Wow.
Yeah.
What they have that orange in them?
They can.
They got the orange lettering. So
we can make a tropical smoothie belt. We can make a tropical smoothie Speedo.
I'll come up with something. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get the details ironed out.
Jamie running around Main Street or running around Liberty with his tropical smoothie Speedo and his jam box that you gave him last time that you came around.
There you go. There you go.
That's a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
That'd
be something
that's
else.
That's a separate permit we got to pull.
Wow.
Yeah.
Although, people said they listened to it. It's like, why are you running down Main Street at midnight? I'm like,
why not?
With a smoothie in your hand. It's much smoothie that you drop, you lose. You got to run. Put your hand tied behind your back with a smoothie. Right?
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
I can get the fire department, shoot you with a hose.
You can get as creative as we want.
You're throwing in all kinds of obstacles to this tropathon now. I love it, J-Mo. Well, I thought the fire department was going to be participating. So how are they going to be shooting people with the hose if they're participating?
There's more than three
of them.
It's
a large city, you know that.
There's a few of them there.
I mean, you could they've got a few places where fire.
Oh, I just figured once everybody heard about it, everybody would want to be participating.
Yeah.
Have you heard the rumors about this championship belt, J-Mo? Come on.
It's got a propeller on it. As I say that, Madison doesn't hear what we're talking about, and she's probably thinking, like, what's got a propeller on it? You know, the championship belt for Tropathon.
It's pretty impressive. It's definitely custom built.
No, that'd be cool if it had, like, spinners on it. Like a tropical smoothie logo, like, and tassels? Then a little... No, not...
You're talking about a speedo.
I'm just going to ignore her comment.
No, it's what... I mean... Whatever you guys want to do.
Tropical smoothie logo, little extender. You spin that thing. It's like a spinner on that championship belt. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Madison, would you like to go with us tonight? Sunday night, Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning, 2 a.m. and Sunday morning. We're going to the dance-a-thon.
J-Mo,
you know,
time.
The kids are dancing all night long.
The kids are.
At the university.
Uh-huh.
And... Tropical smoothies dropping off little shots of energy shots.
Super fun. I'm
going to
be in Grand Rapids all weekend.
Okay. I'm just asking.
So she
if
you said she's going to reschedule her plans and come with us.
No.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
My mom's taking me out for my birthday. So.
Happy birthday. Well, and that's good. Mom's a little late. Okay. Just making sure.
We just roll with it.
Okay. All right. She does know when you're born, right? Okay. Just making sure. Just making sure.
We'll have to get a limo for Saturday and Sunday.
Roll out the red carpet, have some pigeons fly out the door. Go big, man.
Like doves?
Doves.
I was wondering about the pigeons.
You know what? Let's go bigger. Let's have eagles fly out of the car.
You know that's a federal offense. That's the bird for...
Of the nation.
All right, falcons. Let's try falcons.
There we go. Birds of prey. Let's put them in a confined space and release them after we shake them up
a
bit.
Yeah, shake them up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're going to have a problem here.
That'd be awesome. I'd pay for that.
Anyway, we got to go to a break. But when we come back, we're going to open up the phones and hear what you have to say. You're listening to the M Zone.